Hey guys, and welcome back to another phrasal verb module. And by this point, we've gotten to know each other pretty well. So I want to tell you a little bit more of an intimate story from my past about how I proposed to my wife, Lauren. I first met Lauren in 2008. I was 19, she was 18, and I was smitten with her from the very beginning. After we dated for 3 years, I knew that she was the girl that I wanted to marry. So, I picked out an engagement ring in early 2011. The phrasal verb pick out is simply escolher in Portuguese, ou escolhi. In fact, here is the very ring that I picked out for her. I picked out an engagement ring in early 2011. As is the case with a lot of our phrasal verbs, I could use the simple verb choose, which is the direct translation of the verb escolher from Portuguese to English, but it's usually 5 to 10 times more common for a native English speaker to use phrasal verbs, and that's why we're learning these together. So one more time, I picked out an engagement ring in early 2011. And at that time, I wasn't making a lot of money. I was only 23 years old and I was in grad school. It took me 6 months to pay off the ring. To pay off is a phrasal verb that we use when you have a debt. Você tem uma dívida, né? Você tá repagando a dívida. I didn't have much money and it took me 6 months to pay off the ring. Você também vai ouvir o phrasal verb to pay off no sentido de dar retorno, dar resultado. A gente fala muito hard work pays off nesse sentido. Mas falando de pay off a dívida, to pay off the debt from this ring, it was definitely worth it. I loved Lauren and still do, and I wanted her to be with me for the rest of my life. And I was really looking forward to proposing to her and giving her this ring. Gente, esse phrasal verb aqui, to look forward to, me deu muita dificuldade no começo de aprender português. Em português vocês falam, não vejo a hora, ou mal posso esperar. A gente usa a frase to look forward to, que é assim, né? Ou talvez esperar ansiosamente. Mais uma vez, a frase, para vocês verem. I was really looking forward to proposing to her and giving her this ring. Tava esperando ansiosamente. However, I decided to wait to propose to her until after she moved in with me. To move in é instalar-se, por exemplo, numa casa nova. Ou nesse sentido, comigo, né? Com um namorado. To move in with someone. I decided to wait to propose to her until after she moved in with me. I needed to see how domestic life together would be. I needed to be sure that we got along even when we lived together. To get along é dar-se bem com alguém. I needed to be sure that we got along even when we lived together. So, Lauren moved in with me and I wanted to wait for a full year, but we got along extremely well, better than ever. We're both very organized, so that probably helped a lot too. Neither of us is a dirty person. And after 3 months living together, I couldn't wait any longer. I gave in and proposed to her on December 4th, 2011. To give in, literalmente, dar para dentro, é um phrase verb que quer dizer ceder ou render-se. Remember that I told myself I wanted to wait a full year after she moved in with me, but I couldn't wait any longer. I gave in and proposed to her on December 4th, 2011. Before I proposed, I wrote down what I was gonna say. Eu recebo essa dúvida muito, a diferença entre simplesmente to write e o phrasal verb to write down. E para mim como nativo, write down tem mais o sentido de anotar rapidamente num pedacinho de papel. E write é tipo um documento, um livro inteiro. in this case, before I proposed, I wrote down what I was going to say. I wanted to express how much I care about her and how much she means to me. To care about, a proposito, by the way, que dizer ligar ou importar-se, mas no sentido um pouco mais romântico, que dizer ter afeto, né, para outra pessoa. I wanted to express how much I care about her and how much she means to me. I finished writing down my notes and I went over my prepared speech in my head 1,000 times. To go over, ir pra cima, né? Mas to go over quer dizer revisar. Eu poderia falar, I reviewed my prepared speech in my head 1,000 times. Mas, mais uma vez, é 10 vezes mais comum como nativo falar to go over. Nesse sentido, no passado, né? I went over my prepared speech in my head 1,000 times. But I was so nervous that I ended up forgetting what I had written down. To end up, acabar, acabei esquecendo. But I was so nervous that I ended up forgetting what I had written down. I made up a new speech on the spot, na hora, naquele momento. Ah, e to make up, criar do nada. Tipo, inventar no momento, na hora. I made up a new speech on the spot and asked her to marry me. And she said yes. Well, first she said, shut up. Outro phrasal verb, tipo, cala a boca, né? Mas ela não podia acreditar que o momento tava acontecendo. Nossa, ficou tão legal. E depois ela falou, sim, com certeza. Yes, of course, Gavin, yes. And it was one of the best days of my life. And I mean that. This is a true story, what I'm telling you. I'm not making it up. Como acontece sempre, várias vezes, phrasal verbs têm vários sentidos. Nesse caso, make up tem bastante. Então, make up pode ser inventar. Nesse caso, make up é tipo fingir ou inventa uma história, né? This is a true story. I'm not making it up. And I'm not making this up either. Make up também pode significar fazer as pazes. Por exemplo, Lauren and I had a small argument yesterday, but we made up before going to bed. To make up, fazer as pazes, inventei essa história aqui. I made this part up, but it was so I could demonstrate how you can also use make up in the sense of fazer as pazes, inventar uma história, fingir ou criar do nada. Anyway, that concludes this story, and I hope you liked hearing about my proposal to my dear wife, who is still very close by my side every day of my life to this day. Let's review the phrasal verbs that we just learned. Pick out. I picked out an engagement ring in early 2011. Pay off. I didn't have much money, and it took me 6 months to pay off the ring. Look forward to. I was really looking forward to proposing to her and giving her the ring. Move in. I decided to wait to propose to her until after she moved in with me. Get along. I needed to be sure that we got along, even when we lived together. Give in. I gave in and proposed to her on December 4th, 2011. Write down. Before I proposed, I wrote down what I was going to say. Care about. I wanted to express how much I care about her and how much she means to me. Go over. I went over my prepared speech in my head 1,000 times. End up. I was so nervous that I ended up forgetting what I had written down. Make up. I made up a new speech on the spot and asked her to marry me. Make up. This is a true story. I'm not making it up. E para terminar, make up. Lauren and I had a small argument yesterday, but we made up before going to bed. Aswai, that's it, and I'll see you in the next module. Bye for now.